Sakamoto Q cover that's performed by Sugar Lunch, also known as Sukiyaki. My name is Alex. Thank you for listening to the Karasu Show. This is 101.9 FM, the home of the UBC Thunderbirds. I don't know, that's all I can think of right now. But I'll be playing some great Japanese tunes, including some new tracks by Boom Boom Satellites from the latest CD. And get some Pizzicato 5 and everything else in there just to stay tuned and enjoy the programs as I play more music just for your ears. If you have any questions or comments, please feel free to give me a shout. 604-UBC-CITR, those are the letters that are on your phone. Just punch those in, 604-UBC-CITR, or you can also send me an email at any time, japanindie@gmail.com. Let's play some more upbeat music. How about some Pot Shot with New Tomorrow? Here we go.
You're listening to
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Ice cream man, go ahead this. I want this over here, and a toast on by my father, and give me this ice over here, and vanilla cone. Thank you, ice cream man. Thank you, ice cream man.
Got the upbeat sound of that all-girl group. They're called Noodles, Cover Me Shakespeare. That's from their latest album of the same title. And before that, we had some ever fabulous Pot Shot, great Japanese ska band that fortunately broke up back in 2005. The song was called New Tomorrow. Next up, I will be playing some Boom Boom Satellites from their latest album. Ooh, it's going to be great stuff. But if you haven't heard of Boom Boom Satellites, let me just give you a little background information about them. They are a Japanese, best word to perhaps an electronic music duo. Maybe that's the right term to use. Very heavy electronica, so to say. It consists of Michiyuki Kawashima and Masayuki Nakano. And their music can be mostly coined as big beat or new school breaks. Some of the music are quite heavily influenced by jazz, but when I say jazz, don't be alarmed of hearing maybe lots of saxophones or trumpets with some 5-4 beats. No, they have some really fist-pumping electronic music that will be fantastic if you love to go to some rock/electronica concerts. These group is just fascinating. They use a lot of electric guitars, and they have a really strong rock or punk flavor into the mix. They have been playing a lot of soundtracks for Japanese animation as well, if you're an anime fan, most notably Appleseed, and for a new 2007 anime film called Vexil, which is quite promising if you look at the trailers. If you can read Japanese, just look for Vexil, V-E-X-I-L-L-E, into Google, and check out the trailers. You'll be blown away by what Japanese has added into their anime technology roster. Just fascinating stuff. So this is from their album Exposed. And here we go. The song that I'm going to be playing from the album is called Shut Up and Explode. Hope you guys like it.
Time ago, in a city far, far away,
CITR
was born. In the decade ahead, America will be in space.
CITR
is already there. Astronaut Neil Armstrong had this to say about
CITR.
It's one small step for man.
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Herbert R. Tarlick, Chairman.
Thank you.
Supercar, Everybody on the News was the name of that track, and before that, Boom Boom Satellites from their latest CD that was released last week, song titled Shut Up and Explode. If you just loved that track, then you probably want to pick up their latest album, which was called Exposed. Really, really great album, just to let you know. Radio, so you're listening to Karasu. My name is Alex, and this is 101.9 FM CITR. Just a reminder, podcasting is also available for this program, as well as many other programs that are here at UBC. You can go to www.citr.ca and just do a few clicks here and there. Most especially clicking on the podcasting link would definitely help. And just download our programs, find some great music on our website. It's really, really cool stuff. I guarantee that you guys will love it. Again, the website is www.citr.ca. Now, if you have any friends or family members that are teaching English right now, I'm just crossing both my fingers that they are not at Nova. I have to mention earlier that Nova has been in hot waters for some issues with both students and teachers, that they're not paying them properly according to their contracts. Now, fortunately, Nova has filed for bankruptcy. The failed English conversation school chain Nova Corporation has now formally filed in their claims of being bankrupt, and this was decided by the Osaka District Court, according to some of the court officials there. Now, they're going to be going into liquidation ever since that they have filed for their claims and issues since October 26th. So after a month, they're now bankrupt. I have heard news that the Nova teachers are so desperate at this time that they're either teaching for other schools or a little more embarrassingly teaching students, not for free, but for food. You actually teach them at restaurants, get them at a table, teach their 40-minute lessons, and then in return, get some rice and miso soup and anything else that'll make their tummy full. Now, I will have to say, Nova, shame on you. I wish you guys had something better for both the teachers and the students, but I guess that's what you get for being greedy. How unfortunate. So if you have anyone that have been teaching for Nova Corporation, you may want to give them a call, whether it's an international call, just to make sure that everything is okay on the other side. Let's get back to some more Japanese indie music. How about we get some Spangle Call Lily Line? Song is called Stereo. Turn it up.
Tell you.
spangle called Lily Line. Something that I like to listen to if I need to go on a stroll on an evening night on somewhere, maybe like along the beach, maybe like kids or who whistle at Gary Point or Kitts Beach, somewhere that you could just, or Spanish Banks perhaps, somewhere that you could take a stroll in the evening. Fortunately, it's pretty snowy outside. I hope you're driving slowly and safely. If you're listening to this in a car, it is going to be slippery. I have heard that it might be snowing a lot more later this night, so make sure you get proper tires and drive properly under the speed limit. Actually, not under, maybe on it. I don't know. Depends on your driving skills, perhaps. But anyways, safety first, all right? Let me just do some public service announcements. Usually in my program, I like to do some PSAs that are related to some Asian culture. So here we go. And first off, the Japanese-Canadian National Museum will be presenting the early photo exhibition of Japanese-Canadian studio photography, and somebody is calling me right now on this phone. I greatly apologize. It's going on until January the 26th. It's going to be at the Nikkei Heritage Center, 6688 South Oaks Crescent, Burnaby, BC. And the studio images will reveal subjects from a diversity of communities, including European, Chinese, Japanese, and African-American immigrants. It's all going to be depicted, and it shows the lifestyle of how it's like to live in BC. I think it'd be a very fascinating show if you especially like photography. Again, if you want to get more information, you can go and call 604-777-7000 or go to the website www.jcnm.ca. Secondly, Intersection Lighting Up the Corral Street Greenway. This is going on until December the 15th. It's going to be at the Center A Gallery, which is at 2nd West Hastings, Vancouver. It is a temporary public art project that involves art organization residents at Corral and Hastings in the downtown east side to show some large-scale image projections on windows and the exteriors of buildings. If you want to go for a stroll at the Hastings area, then this might be something that you may be interested in. If you want to get more information, go to www.lightupthestreet.ca. Last but not least, Shonen Knife is going to be coming to Vancouver. They'll be coming after 20 years of performing in Japan and around the world. Special guests will include Julia Dagger and Verona Grove. It's 25 years of in their career. They've been playing some alternative rocks of some fun Japanese music. It's going to be lots of fun. They'll be at the Richards of Richards. Doors open at 8 o'clock. If you want to get more information or tickets, you can just go to ticketmaster.ca or you can drop by at Zulu Records and Red Cat as well. Again, Shonen Knife coming on December the 13th. I'll be playing music in the next little while, so just to give you an idea of what to expect if you want to check out that concert. It'll be a lot of fun. That's it for my public service announcements. So let me just set up some Rovo music right now. Sit back, relax, and turn up the volume. The song is called Na X. Rovo with Na X, a 13-minute track. Many of their tracks are maybe an average of 8 to 9 minutes, but every time I listen to their music, it just blows me away. That's why I like to play it almost on every program, so I hope you guys like that. This is Karasu. My name is Alex, and this show, if you just tuned in right now, it is an all-independent Japanese program. I'd like to introduce you to some upcoming and some well-known Japanese artists, and maybe talk about some Japanese news time and time, whatever I feel like, and just play it on the show and talk about it. And I hope you guys are loving the program right now. If you have any comments that you'd like to mention to me, or if there's any artists that you really liked and want me to play on my next show, please let me know. You can give me a call, 604-UBC-CITR. That's the UBC phone number, UBC-CITR, area code 604. Or you can send me an email at any time, japanindie@gmail.com. That's Japan, INDIE, one word, at gmail.com. Now, this is a pretty interesting news that the authorities around Japan's largest lake has launched not a catch-and-release policy, but a catch-and-eat drive to eliminate the bluegill, as the Japanese emperor himself voiced regret about introducing the fish. Now, this is a pretty interesting story. Let me explain. Emperor Akihito, who not only is the emperor of Japan, but also a fish expert, brought in the bluegill from the United States around for almost more than 40 years ago when he was the crown prince at that time. Now, the bluegill is a common dinner fare in the United States and is also the state fish of Illinois. And the legendary mayor Richard J. Daley offered this bluegill to Emperor Akihito as a gift for his visit back in the 1960s. Now, this was at first celebrated as a prince fish, and Emperor Akihito has passed it on to the Japanese research authorities of seafood, and hopefully make it as a new food source of Japan. But now, it has spread throughout Japan as a plague, this bluegill. It has actually turned into a nuisance in Japanese rivers and lakes by feeding on native species. Now, this has thus led to the emperor to feel quite embarrassed and regretful about the situation. And he has made personal statements saying that he apologizes to all of Japan and saying that he's terribly sorry for introducing the fish in Japan. Now, what is the action that they're going to take? Well, the central province of Shiga, which has the Lake Biwa, which is the largest lake in Japan, they introduced a rule called the catch and eat, where usually it'll be catch and release, where we usually fish, catch it as a sport, and then release the fish to do its own thing. But now they're actually encouraging people to eat the bluegill as much as they can so that they can lower or perhaps eliminate the number of bluegills in the Japanese lakes. That's pretty interesting. So if there's any sport fishing lovers, maybe you want to go to Japan this time to maybe eat what you caught. Maybe something to think about right there. Let's play some OOIOO right now. The song is called Uja on 101.9 FM. O-O-I-O-O. You just heard them performing Uja, U-J-A. I don't know which way I'm supposed to pronounce it. Uja or U-J-A. They're all in capital letters. It's almost an eight-minute track of some crazy ambivalent noise. Hope you guys enjoyed that. And let me just play the next Japanese band that I think you'll like. They're called The Aprils. They play some very happy, catchy, spacey, glittery, Nintendo 8-bit sound effect-y music that will be very fun for both boys and girls. They play some very great melodies that has twin vocals, guys and girls in this group. And I guess it'll be best categorized as techno pop, Shibuya K-pop, as well as a future pop. Depends on how you define your genres, but I think it'd be great music. It is a very short track that is called The Bathroom Symphony. I'm just going to be registering that right now. This group, The Aprils, has been in a music club when they were in university. That's how they first formed, but they had numerous member changes, so I forgot the names of the current members, but they have been highly acclaimed in America, but they have been making numerous tours in Taiwan as well. So if you're Taiwanese, you may have heard of this band before. They have been consistently touring Taiwan back in 2005 and to this date. And many of the performances involve some video DJ as well. So I hope that if you had the opportunity to go to Japan or Taiwan, perhaps you may want to check these guys out. I'll follow up The Aprils with Pizzicato 5. But again, this is The Aprils with the music The Bathroom Symphony.
Podcast update number 5.
Work has begun on Canada's information highway. That's the state-of-the-art network that we're told will change everything from the way we do business to the way we learn. As it comes more and more into our personal lives, how are we going to cope with the techno peasants? I mean, this world, which was a fantasy for me 10 years ago, every 6 months becomes more a part of my own real life, you know, in the place where I do most of my writing. I now am just hooked into the world electronically,
right,
or
yeah.
would be if I could figure out how to make the bleep bleep modem work. But I'm technologically over my head already. The limit on me is not what you can do, it's what I can do.
I'm not sure you want to use your bleep bleep modem, or any modem for that matter, with receiving podcasts. But, just check out our website and I'm sure you'll figure it out.
For more information, visit citr.ca/podcast. Thank you for listening and please be kind to robots.
Pete's Cattle 5. 20th century girl, fortunately, they may have to change that to the 21st century. Lame joke. I know, you can laugh at me. But anyways, again, that was Pizza Cattle 5. Before that, The Aprils with The Bathroom Symphony. I really like that ending part where you hear like the guy splashing in the bathtub, having a lot of fun. It kind of reminds me of, remember Bert and Ernie from Sesame Street when he was singing a Rubber Ducky song? Oh, classic. Gotta love Sesame Street if you were born in the 80s. Two thumbs up for show. Just a reminder, on CITR 101.9 FM at 9 o'clock, Gavin Walker will be hosting the jazz show. He's in another room at the moment, just brewing up some great blues and jazz just for you guys, especially when it's a little bit snowing outside. I don't know what outside is going on right now. Hopefully it stops snowing. Right now, I believe it is around 0 degrees Celsius. I'm just checking the weather report right here. It's going to be a little bit drizzly this time. Light rains will be coming up overnight. And on Tuesday morning, there will be cloudy periods with a little sun. 2 degrees Celsius would be the average. So I guess the snow won't be staying here for long. But if it's raining here, that means it's snowing pretty well uphills in the Whistler area, perhaps. So you may want to get your snowboard gears out of your closet and start waxing your boards. I think it'll be a great snowboarding season. And just a reminder, you can get podcasting www.citr.ca. You can download the Jazz Show or my show, which is Kalasu, and many other shows that is available on our website. Again, the website is www.citr.ca. And just a side note, we were playing some Buffalo Daughter in the background. And right now, if you do not know the Japanese school system, they do have a very interesting way of feeding the kids. They actually have like this cafeteria slash lunch systems where they make the elementary kids make their own lunch for everyone in their class. Or actually, yeah, whether it is cooking for the entire class or helps serve the food to the class. But it is part, it is included in their educational fees to get all the ingredients. Now, there is an elementary school run by the city of Yokohama that has decided not to serve lunch to the kids for 2 days in January of 2008. Why is this? Because of the hike in the food costs stemming from the crude oil prices. I believe many of the foods, the fruits, vegetables, whatever that they need to make their tummies full, are usually imported from their neighboring countries as well as the United States of America. But because of the surging, increasing oil prices, it's becoming more and more expensive to purchase these foods, and therefore they may have to slash the cost of feeding these kids. Now, of course, I believe the mothers will feel comfortable making the own sandwiches or bento boxes for their little children, but this hopefully will not become a trend for other elementary schools across Japan that usually collect around 3,700 yen per month for a month meal of lunches for the children. So if you think about the cost to serve the kids, 3,700 yen, that's like almost like 40 bucks. That is phenomenal. And that's part of the educational system to teach them responsibilities of how to cook and share and every other merit that is included in this. I hope that not all schools will be eliminating this lunch system at all. I don't know if it'll work out in Canada, perhaps, because we do love those fruit roll-ups for sure. But who knows? But anyways, that's what's happening in Japan as well, that the rising oil costs, sure, it may be great for investors, but it is affecting many of the population, including ours. What, it's like 110 for a liter for our gas? Oh, God, good grief. Anyways, let's play some more music. How about some Natsumen, which means summer boys or summer men in Japanese. Many of their music are really upbeat jazz that is has the theme of summer in all of their songs. In fact, many of the songs are always titled with something that is associated with summer. And I think you'll be liking this one, especially for the cold weather that we have right now. This is called Atami Free Zone. Great track, and I'm pretty sure you guys will enjoy it.
Flash your Friends of CITR card and get a nifty discount at the KISS Adult Toy Store, the Regional Assembly of Text, and the Bike Kitchen. Show it when you shop and thank them for being a friend of CITR.
That'll give you a taste of what to expect on December the 13th. That's Shonen Knife with Anime Gensho. Something that you would like to boogie-woogie to. Kind of reminds me of some 5678 in there, or partially some maybe like retroistic Meme Machine. Meme Machine is more poppy though, of course. But they'll be playing at the Richards on Richards. Shonen Knife on December the 13th. You probably want to grab some tickets now if you just loved the music that you just listened to right now. I still got several minutes left before the Jazz Show will be coming up next at 9 o'clock, so let's just squeeze in maybe one or two more tracks here. But before that, this is something that I just found out recently. Tokyo, the city of Tokyo, has dropped from the world's 10 most expensive cities. in 2007. What are the various reasons? It is due to the decline in the yen and as well as the low inflation reducing the relative cost of living. Now, this is according to a survey by the ECA International, which is a human resources organization, according to my records that I have here. Now, they do evaluate various aspects. I know there may be some areas that are a little, you know, gray area, depending on what you define expensive or what can relate to the cost of living in an expensive city. But they do measure things such as cost of food, basic items, including alcohol and tobacco, if that's what you prefer, and other necessities such as clothing and perhaps some electrical goods as well. But I'm a little surprised. Tokyo is the world's largest city. The world's biggest city, I believe. And now they've just been dropped off from the 10 most expensive cities for this year. And perhaps the price may drop. This may be a good time to travel over there. On a footnote, Seoul, remaining Asia's most expensive city, has moved to the 7th spot in the global rankings. And Hong Kong is remaining on the 5th place as being the most expensive city to live in Asia. I forgot what was number one, but it was somewhere in Angola. And if you go there, well, you probably want to bring your savings and checkings account with you. But again, Tokyo has dropped from the top 10 list, which is quite surprising for myself. As a person to have a lot of relatives in Japan, I have to say, they're not really saving that much. sorry, cousins. My bad. But anyways, let me just squeeze in a little track here. How about we play some Number Girl right now? The song is called Abstract Truth.